Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
I'll pray for you. So it's my privilege. You know, this man has taken me from being a million miles away from God to where I am now. And yeah, he's such a blessing, not only to me, but to all of us. Please give it up for Clive.
Thank you. So, amen. I think we've got someone who's going to come and give us a reading. And just before that, yeah, hang on one second. See, he sits there. He starts to try to take over. And I do apologise, Tony, that was a perfect set. But when you said earlier that you had that song you're going to finish with, I thought that was the end. Yeah. So I thought that one would be cool. But guys, hasn't he grown since he started worship leading here? Come on, Tony. Really appreciate you, Tony, and love you, mate. And thank you, guys. Please sit down. And, you know, it's just, as a family, it's like Lloyd said, it's so good to know that there are people above, that the children don't go yet. Don't go yet. Right, Sam, when we gave that order, you're out of order. All right? Out of order. Right. No, we're not finished yet. All right. So, God, dear. And throw me totally. But the thing is, it's so good to know that there are others that oversee us, and there's people that put input into us prophetically, apostolically, evangelistically, pastorally. It's just a wonderful family to be part of. And so as leaders rise up, they get looked after. But we're going to move into the service a bit more, and it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And just want to ask a question. What do you think? Let's have three things. What do you think three great qualities of a godly mum would be? Anyone want to say? Three qualities of a godly mum. Anyone? God, that stunned you, isn't it? A listening ear, yeah. Unlike someone over there who hasn't got a good listening ear at all. No, I'm not talking about Deb. But, yeah. No, she's really good at listening. I'm the one who doesn't. Pardon? A loving parent. Be loving, yeah, totally. Anyone else?
Patience.
What was that?
Patience.
Yeah, come on. One more. Let's have one more. Who? Yeah, if you put your hand up. What was it again, sorry? You know, when there's 10 people shouting the same thing out, do you know that I can't?
Caring and compassionate.
Yes, that's it. And protecting. Oh, look at that. Yes, definitely. Okay, so we were talking, and we've got a kind of a pamper hamper for somebody this morning, a mum this morning. And I spoke to Debbie, and I thought, who do we give it to? And you. And I'm sure you deserve it, Diane. And who do we give it to? And I said to Debbie this morning, Deb, who would you say is the mum that has been the most, who's brought their child here the most over the last few months, totally dedicated to bringing their child to God? I only said one. Right, you two now got to come down the front and have a fight. Is that all right? Yeah, what was that? What was that? The child has got to be split in two, and then no, Solomon said. So with that, because I know what my wife is like, if we can have them two down, Lauren and Nikki, if you can come down, we've got a little prize for you. Because these guys, I know that they continually bring their children here, and there you go, mate. There you go.
Thank
Bless you.
You
for being a good mum. Let's give them a big round of applause. Enjoy being pampered, and so we're going to go into our word this morning. And Veronica is going to read to us Exodus 2, 1 to 10. Have you got the mic? Have you got the mic? Yeah. and the children are going out, so you've got a bit of time. Lord, we do pray. We thank you, first of all, for the mums that care enough to bring their children today, Lord. So we do pray that, God, that you'll bless every child, Lord, that you would come to live in their hearts by faith, Lord, that they would know your presence upon them, they would know their identity, yeah. Lord, that they would know exactly who they are in you. So as they go out into this world of darkness, God, that they glow with a light that shines forever. Lord, do that thing with our children today, we pray. And, bless them, bless the leaders. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be reading from Exodus 2, verses 1 to 10. And this is about the birth of Moses. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You can take that. Well done, V. And let's just honour V, because she's one of our small group leaders, and she really does pastor and look after her people well. You know, bless you for all you do. Well done. Okay. And if you want to do the reading like that at the front, and that you think that you'd love to do that, please let me know, and we'll get you on. Okay. So today we're going to be looking at a little known woman of the Bible called Jehochabed. Yeah, Jehochabed. And has anyone got a wild guess whose mum that might be?
Moses.
There you go, Diane. Someone was listening. Yes, it's Moses. Did anyone know that, what Moses' mum would be called? Yeah. As an aside, you might think that your bit doesn't add up to much. Yeah. That you know, there's people up the front doing all this and playing and all that, and we got all the accolades. I just want to honour you if you're in the background, like the people setting up here. You know, Jochebed, she was in the background. She wasn't a real main person, but she had a massive effect on those around her. So if that's you and you don't get a mention or a big well done, you know, I'll say well done now, because it all counts, every single one of us. Whatever God has called us to do, it really matters that we all do the bit that God has called us to do. And so, bless you. But, yeah, so we're going to look at Jochebed, and that was Moses' mum. And we're going to look at her faithfulness, because she was really faithful to God. She was dedicated to God. She was dedicated to his plan for her life. And she chose to trust God, even though life looked terrible. I mean, the choices she had to make were terrible to go through, yet she hung on to God and she did what God wanted her to do. And because of that, despite all the odds, she saved her son from drowning. And all what happened was Jochebed was willing to let God do what God wanted to do with her life. And because of that, and a devotion to Moses, a devotion to him, he grew up a man of God, a mighty man of God, a world changer, we would say. He was given the Ten Commandments to give to us. He was given the task of leading God's people out of slavery and into Egypt. He actually saved them from and birthed a nation. And I just want to thank all the mums here today that you continually do bring your children here so that they can get to know Jesus in that way, so that they can follow him and they can become world changers in their own right today. I just want to bless you. Let's all give all mums a big round of applause, guys. I don't know how you do it, honestly. You know, the nappy changing and all the time. I mean, I love them, particularly when you can start talking to them. But you mums are so dedicated. I honour you. Honestly, I think it's the highest calling for a human being to bring up another human being. And bless God for giving us that trust. But when we look into that story about 300 years before, God's people had followed, they'd come out of slavery then, and they'd followed Joseph into Egypt. Okay, they followed, they didn't come out of slavery, they weren't in there yet, they were just birthed through Abraham and his family. Okay, but they followed Joseph into Egypt. And they followed him into Egypt. They were welcomed into Egypt because Joseph had just saved the whole nation from famine, from certain death. And so because of that, the king at the time really liked Joseph. He favoured Joseph a lot and so welcomed his family in. At that time, there was about 66 people. That's all they were, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, a few more, all that kind of stuff. And from there, it went from 66 people that went into Egypt to about 2 million people. And by this time, 300 years later, they had a new king. And this new king didn't like the Egyptians, God's people at all. He didn't, the Jewish nation. And so because of that, he started to get really threatened by them, threatened that they would take over, that they would cause a lot of trouble. So what he said, he commanded, we know the story, that they throw all the babies into the river. They throw them in the river and do away with them. And so it was really a treacherous time, stressful time, full of evil, much like the world that we live in today. Who knows what's going to happen next in the world? You know, we've got famines. There are famines around the world. There's more now in that war zone. There's wars. We've got the COVID that's about. It's a treacherous time for us. But Jochebed, she was an amazing example of what godly mothers should be in their life. She's a real role model for us, for our mothers to follow. She stayed close to God. Whatever went on, when I see as a pastor, things happen in people's lives. It's horrible when you see people run away from God and kind of half, why are you allowing this to happen to me and all that stuff. Where it's such a joy when you see people running into God. Mum's running into God. This is what Jochebed did. She didn't let fear grab hold of her and make a decision for her. No, she chose faith and she chose to follow the Lord. She never gave up and she proved she was a woman of God, a woman after God's own heart, despite it all. And what a woman for our ladies to follow. And we're going to look at a few things that made her such a woman of God. Four things. Okay, first of all, as Matthew said this morning, that she protected. Jochebed protected her children. Hebrews 11:23 says that by faith Moses' parents hid Moses from the Egyptians. So she protected them from the dangers of the world, which was terrible then. It was not a great time to be around, certainly not for babies. And if you can imagine how difficult it would have been for the mother to hide the baby's cries. First of all, to hide the fact that she was having a baby. That's a noisy kind of like experience. Anyone who's been there, you will know that. And then for 3 months, she hid the babies. It was crying. And so she did everything that she could to protect him. And by that, the parents risked everything. You know, they went against the king. They could have lost their lives for that. But you see, the truth is that our children today, too, they need protecting from the dangers of the world that we live in today. Because here in North London, England, you know, we've got, there's drugs, there's bullying, there's gangs, there's violence. And we need to keep them away from that. We need to teach them another way. There's the internet land that they're exposed to more and more nowadays with the conspiracies that screw their minds up. It drives me nuts that some adults follow that stuff as well, where there's no reality behind it. Find the source. Who said that? And they don't. They just believe everything. But kids are not equipped to work that out. We've got to help them with that. The pornography that is online nowadays, that the children come into contact with that. The earliest, below 10, the average age that they first see anything like that. We've got to protect them. And here's one that took me a while to get when I became a Christian. And their friends as well. Yes, you do have the right to shape who their friends are and who they're not. I had a mate once, Terry, and he had a teenage daughter, and the door knocked. She told Dad, "I've got my first boyfriend," and the dad knew who the boyfriend was. So he opened the door, let the guy in, said to his daughter, "Go and see Mum for something." And he told him in no uncertain terms to get lost and never come back. And when Terry told me that, I thought, "Well, Terry, you can't do that. Your daughter loves the guy." But I found out afterwards why. And I think there's that thing where, you know, parents can grow up and kids are more like mates. And they've got just as much choice as us. Not yet, guys. You have the right to step in and shape who your children's friends are. It's your responsibility to make sure there are not people there that are going to mess their lives up. And so we do that. You know, this is why we bring them here. And we take them to things like youth camp that's coming up soon. Why? So that they meet up with other godly friends, that as they grow through life and life goes wrong and life gets difficult, that they've got good people that they can rely on. They're not going to phone someone up who's going to get them back out on the street doing stuff they shouldn't do because they've formed great relationships here. And we're to give them good mentors as well. Bring alongside them men and women of God that can speak into their lives so that when life does go wrong and they feel inside, "Sorry, but it happens. I just can't tell Mum or Dad that." You know, is that? But if they've got an aunt or an uncle in the Lord that can speak to them, if you groom that in, if you help them with that and build people around them, you're doing them such a protective thing for them. It's so important. Spiritual mums and dads for our children. But as we look at the story, you know, not wanting Moses to drown, Jochebed made a basket. She wanted to protect her child from that water getting in that would have taken his life away. So she got a basket and she covered it with bitumen that would keep that out. It would waterproof it. It would keep the danger of the water out. And godly mums protect their children by surrounding them, not with bitumen, but with the Word of God. Helping them to receive Jesus as their Lord in life. That they too, our children, two of them accepted Christ when they were 5 years old. And that they can at an early age accept him, allow Jesus to fill their hearts at an early age. So that as they get born again, they've got Christ in them. That when they go to school and they have their little troubles and the school years, they're not on their own. But the pressures of life come upon them. They worry about the smallest, silliest thing, guys. And the changes that their bodies go through, they're not going through that on their own. They have Jesus with them. And the choices that they make in life are helped. And the temptations that they go through as children, as they live in a godless society, a godless world that we bring them up in. So I encourage you, mums, to spend that time at the end of the day. We say it often. It is the most glorious time to look back on. You know, as a grandparent, I wish I'd have done it so much more. But we had this book of 365 stories that we would sit in the bedroom and we'd get them to choose the stories, and they'd read the little story themselves. And then in that, they'd start to open up about the pressures, a bit of bullying that's going on. Or they're worried about the simplest things. It's so easy for us to get in there and give them a bit of advice, a bit of wisdom, and help them. That's just the sweetest time to do it. So I encourage you to do that. Build faith with them at an early age. That last bit of time at the end of the night is so important for them. And I'm sure Jochebed had her time. Secondly, she built identity. She wanted Moses to know who he was. She knew that Moses would end up in the Egyptian world, in the palace there. It would all be different there. But Jochebed, she knew. She wanted Moses to know who he was. You know, we sung about it today. We're a son. We're a daughter. Yeah, and she would have let Moses know, look, God made you. God created you. And he loves you. You're the apple of his eye. You're his treasured possession. That you might not look like the way you look, or the way your shape or something about you really don't like. But you need to know that God loves you, that God created you, and he's totally happy with who you are. You're unique yourself, and you're God's treasured possession. And you're part of a bigger story. Your ancestors of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These things need to go in. We're part of a massive story out there that starts now. The family of God that started at Genesis and goes right the way through to Revelation. This is the story we're part of, and it goes into heaven in eternity forever. And we will live this life to a certain time, and then we go on to be with God forever. We need to put this stuff in our children. Jochebed, she did this. She used her time well. Hebrews 11 says that when Moses grew up, he chose to turn his back on the riches of Egypt and go back to his people. This obscure, misunderstood and ridiculed people, a bit like Christians today, totally misunderstood out there. But he chose to go back. Can you imagine that choice? You know, he could do what he wanted, when he wanted. He was a powerful man. And he turned his back. He said, no, I would rather be with my people. And he did that. And that's what we want our children to do. Whatever the world, with all its attractions out there, wants to give to our children, we want to say, no, I'm going to go back. I'm going to be with my people. And so our children need to know who they are today. They need to know who God has created them to be. You need to build into their heart. It doesn't just happen. That following Jesus, following him, is infinitely better than following some internet hero or some pop idol. That following Jesus, fulfilling God's purpose for their lives, is far better than living for pleasure. I live for pleasure. Many of my mates live for pleasure. And disaster after disaster after disaster, that life doesn't work. Doing Jesus' plan does. Having peace with God is far better, infinitely better, than possessions and power that can all be taken away in a moment. These things we build into our children by just giving them the word of God and showing them the love of Jesus into their heart. Paul said this, everything else in the world is worthless compared to knowing Christ Jesus. And so godly mums, they know that giving children a true identity is going to help them make good choices. As they get their own choices in life, they're going to choose what is right, which is what is godly, which is what is holy. And it's so good to see our children today. The ministry started up again. They're doing their own little church out there, their own little worship time as well. We're going to teach them to prophesy, heal the sick. They know Jesus. This is what we're building into them. And we can see that they're growing in confidence, that they're getting their own little relationship with God. And you can see the glow around them. And I just want to say a big well done. I know they're not in there now, but big well done to Angela Grant, to Joe, and to Debbie, who's heading that up, just building into our children. Let's give them a big round of applause. You know, they're amazing guys. Amazing. I just wish for my life that I'd had a start like that. But you know what? We've all got our own stories. Then thirdly, Jochebed, she trusted Moses with God. This is not an easy one, okay? She knew that God had a plan for Moses, that he was going to be a great man of God. She knew that there was something there. And verse 2 there says, Jochebed saw Moses was a fine child, a special child. And as we get to know our children like that, God will start to reveal to us the fact that he has great plans for them. He's got something, a destiny for them. And it's time, and as they grow up in life, we start to see that all unfold. It's time, there are times when we have to trust God and let them go to the next level and let them go and encourage them to go to the next level. And it starts at an early age. You know, Jochebed had to put Moses in a basket in a river. Hope we never have to do that. But there is the first time you babysit. And then you, every 10 minutes or half an hour, you're phoning up to see how they are. Or the first time that you let them go to school and you've got to trust the teacher with them. It's letting go. It's not easy. And then the first time that they get a job and they go out, or the first time they get a boyfriend or a girlfriend or they get married. We have to let go and trust God has got that. I mean, it's a difficult thing as I watch my children grow up. And there's only so much you can do. Do not be a controlling mum that wants to control everything, because actually we're to let them go and let God work out their story with them. And then they come back and they love us in a different way. That's exactly what they do. And so this is what Jochebed did. She released her child to be all that he could be. Moses became mighty because of it. And so, as we see there, where Jochebed, she put the basket in with Moses in, let it go. And what happened? You know, trusting God in that way. Next thing you know, Pharaoh's daughter came up and she saw it. And then the next thing, Moses' sister came up and spoke to her and said, look, do you want me to go and get a Hebrew woman to look after the child? And Pharaoh's daughter said, yeah, go and get one. And brother went and got mum, and mum then became the mum of Moses again, and she got paid for it. Amazingly, God stepped in, and we see the providence of God. When we trust God, it must have looked the scariest thing for Jochebed at first, but look how God worked his will into his life. And that comes with trusting. And when we do that, God makes a great thing of our lives. God makes our life count. And I want that for all of our children, each one of us. But if we don't build in like that, what happens is that Satan has got a wasted life waiting our children, a wasted life, TV watching, life on social media, a life of alcohol or computer games. See so many youngsters growing up, and all they are on is computer games, and that's what their life revolves around. I remember when we were doing youth club a few years ago, me and Debbie, we had about 100 different kids coming up, and so many of them off the estates would be running around while mum and dad was getting drunk and doing other sorts of stuff, didn't have any time for the kids. You get out and they'd leave them out till 9, 10 o'clock at night, and they just end up messed up children with a messed up life in a messed up world. Not for our children. Can I hear an amen to that?
Amen.
Not for our children. And then lastly, Jochebed, she prepared Moses for the world he was going to go into. She wasn't silly. She knew there would be temptations. She knew that it wasn't going to be easy for Moses. So she used that time well. And she knew that the time would come where she would have to let him go. And he wouldn't be at home anymore. Because the truth is, they're not our children. You know, they're not. They're God's children. We get a certain amount of time to build Christ into them, to help them to know the Lord and to walk with the Lord. And then they go off into the world themselves. And hopefully then we will meet them on the other side, all relationship in between. But it's all about eternity. God gives us children for a while. And she knew that day would come and that Moses would be living in the palace, making it with all the temptations. He could have whatever he wanted, when he wanted. So powerful. He would have to make his own choices and make his own mistakes. And that's one of the hardest things about being a mom, a parent, is where you've got to let your child, even if it's the wrong, if it's a mistake, you're there to pick them up. They need, unless it's really bad, you have to step in, guys, and we give them. But we have to let them make their own way in life. And she knew that was coming. And for Moses, that was about 8 years old. But the thing is that Jochebed had prepared Moses well. He had the word of God in him. He knew his identity. He knew that he was part of God's kingdom, that he knew he was part of God's people, that all the riches and all the temptations he saw were so temporary. No. For Moses, he belonged to something much more. It was going to last forever. And so he chose well. But that is a painful moment. This is the moment we don't like to think about. But every parent, every mum, you're growing your children into that point where it becomes so different. They're out there. They relate back to you different. But the truth is, God knows how that feels. He knows how it feels to let go of a child. And imagine if Jochebed had not let Moses go like that. God's people would still be in bondage. They would still be in slavery. But imagine even worse, if the father hadn't let Jesus, his son, go. None of us would be sitting here today. Who knows where our lives would be? Probably nothing like they are today. But it was painful for him too. You know, as God watched them in pain, as he was mistreated, he was rejected, he was abused. It must have been so hard for the father not to step in and stop it. But then came the joy as he saw his son rise again and lead many sons into glory like you and me. The glory comes, the pain first, but when they come back and we start to see them making something of their life, then comes the joy and the glory. And our children, as they go out today, they might not look much, but we are totally dedicated here to build the next Moses, the next Davids, the next Gideons, the next Ruths, the next Esthers. And so Jochebed, she had done so well to fulfill all that God had called her to do as a mum. She'd built so much into Moses that she ended up seeing Moses carry out the story that God wanted for him. And church, we all have mums to be thankful for. Physical, spiritual mums that built Christ into us and continue to build Christ into us. And so my question is this, are you being faithful today to the spiritual mums and dads that have built into you in the past? Are you being faithful to them? Are you following in their footsteps? And are you being faithful to God's plan for you? Are you protecting your children with the word of God, teaching them their identity so that no one can come and capture them in a gang or anything like that? No, they know who they are. Are you preparing them for the world that God or the world that we live in today? Are you putting wisdom, the wisdom of God into them, the Spirit of God into them, so that when their day comes, they make good choices and make much of their life? Can we stand, please? If we could have a little bit of strumming. I'm going to ask the Spirit of God to come. And Lord, as we think about our children, and Lord, of all different ages, and we are children of someone, Lord, whatever age we're at, Lord, I pray, come and give us that wisdom, Lord, to pass on all that we know about you, Jesus. That we all have a destiny in you. That each one of us has come under a plan and a purpose that you created each one of us to be. God, that none of us, you didn't make a mistake with any one of us. Lord, that you cherish each one of us. We're the apple of your eye, your treasured possession. Lord, when you look at us, you delight in us. Lord, the thoughts you have of each one of us are more than the sand of the seashore. Each one of us today, these things, let us pass them on to our children, God, that not one of them is a mistake. And Lord, for us today, so many being brought up into blended families, broken families, Lord, because of what the world has done and the society has done and this culture of love them as long as you want and then find someone else. Oh, God, so damaging for the hearts of your people. But Lord, when we come to you, you came to mend the broken hearts. You came to fix us back together. You came that it doesn't matter. It's great when we have got a perfect mum or a great mum. But Lord, where we haven't got that, you take that place, God. Jesus, you come and you love upon us and you heal them broken hearts. Lord, I pray, touch them hearts today. Those that didn't grow up with a great mum or dad, Lord, come and touch their hearts now. Touch their hearts. I just believe there's one or two in you right now. And God is touching you. And up until now, you've heard the words of how much God loves you. But it's almost like you've just opened the door, a little crack, and you're looking in, and you can see that God loves you. And God says, it's time to open the door and let me fully into your heart. Let me in. I can love you. I can remember sitting there crying like a baby when God said to me, you know, my dad was a great dad at work, but there was so much that he didn't do. He told me, well done, when I was 30 years old and I bought a house, to wait 30 years for it. And it hurts. But God came to me as father and he said, Clive, I'm going to be your father from now on. And for those people, I believe that Lord would say to you, where your mothers weren't quite as they should be, I'm going to be your mother from now on. I love you. I adore you. And through all those tough times, I was actually with you. And for those that maybe they feel guilty, that they don't feel that they've been the best mum in the world, but no one's perfect, guys. Nobody. And God wants you to know that forgiveness has come. That's why my son died. And I want to awaken your soul. It's time to stop beating yourself up. It's time to end with the guilt and the shame. None of you are perfect. But my love is perfect. And I love you and I adore you for who you are. And for those that have lost maybe daughters, I pray for Delvina and family. God, would you come wherever they are? I believe they're putting flowers on the grave. Tony taken, just like that. We cannot take our mums for granted. Lord, for those that are suffering loss, God, I pray, touch hearts, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Heal them. That's what you came for, God. Them youth, Lord, children that she had. God, I pray, help be with them, Lord. Don't let this ruin their life, but Lord, let it strengthen them. And bless Delvina for stepping in, Lord, as grandmum, to be the mum now. And if you've lost maybe a mum, child, just let the Lord come and fill you now. God is doing a work, guys. He's doing, don't worry about the presence of chocolate. This is the presence of God. Us today. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Oh, God. And for all the mums that you do try hard, but you do bring your children here, may God bless you and strengthen you. Jesus, touch their hearts. Help them to know the good that they do, Lord. The good that they do, and that you're building them up, Lord. You're building them up for the day that you return, and you are coming back, Jesus. And we are going to spend eternity with you. And this is what we're building into our children, a robust, strong men and women of God that know their destiny, they know their identity. Whatever this world looks like, we will not be in fear, because our God rules and reigns. He is Father, He is Mother, and He is with us today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.